Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
There are many things that have not surfaced and the public doesn't know yet. And if you think you're in shock now, just hold on. I want to commend...
Welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today we got to talk about this situation going on in Dalton, Illinois. Of course, we are talking about the super mayor again, one of the greatest political figures in American history, in my opinion, just due in large part to how absurd she is. Because recently in Dalton, they had a special board meeting where everybody except for Tiffany A. Hanyard showed up, and they listed off a bunch of different crimes that she committed. And we got to review this because it's absolute madness in every possible way. It involves forgery and a bunch of other things that we have yet to see so far that I can't wait to come out in the public. Also, the residents appear to have had enough, and essentially they want to banish Tiffany A. Hanyard to somewhere in the far, far away, and I'm very excited about this. But before we do, I want to thank everybody who signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And thank you to the podcast listeners, Spotify, Apple, and Google's podcasting platform.
Dozens of residents showed up tonight for the special board meeting, but Mayor Tiffany Hanyard and two of her close allies on the Board of Trustees did not. When community members heard that they would vote on a resolution for an investigation into Hanyard, this is how they reacted.
Okay, so I've covered Tiffany A. Hanyard a lot on this channel, and a lot in the last week or so, because so much new information has been developing, so I'm going to link in the description of this video a playlist where you can review this entire scandal for yourself, because I just don't have the time to review each and every item. There's misuse of public funds, spending money on lavish vacations to Vegas, to Portland, to Austin, to New York City, first-class flights, 5-star hotels, you guys get the gist. While at the same time, the village of Dalton is completely broke. On top of that, there are a bunch of other scandals related to the fact that she is the head of the Thornton Township Board of Supervisors that are all similar and often get mixed up between the two. But again, we just don't have the time to go into all of them. Whenever one is mentioned, I will throw a clip up there so that you could see it. But what I want to focus on is the new information, because after it was announced recently that the FBI was looking into Tiffany A. Hanyard, they had interviewed 6 witnesses, including some former politicians, including business owners that she retaliated against. Tiffany Hanyard decided 2 hours post that segment to do a retaliatory strike against businesses that have spoken out against her. Again, clip right here so you can remember that story.
They just rushed in here, put police at the front of the door like they was doing a raid on a drug house or something.
A team of Dalton police officers raided and shut down Pablo's Bar and Cafe and Rinky's Bar and Cafe, both located on Sibley, about a block apart.
Everything going peacefully. Nothing going on. It's like 10 police cars came in, and they start pushing customers from here. And he said, if you don't leave, we're going to lock you up.
Employees and owners say it's part of an ongoing campaign of harassment by Dalton Mayor Tiffany Hanyard that is costing jobs and money. Their business licenses have been stripped by Dalton, but they've continued to operate with a state license.
I have like over 23 employees. They work from the local township. Now, end of the day, all the employees, they're going to lose their job.
Now, Hanyard is so corrupt that this bold action was taken with full knowledge that they were calling a special board meeting that she did not attend in order to review all of the crimes. And this board meeting teases so many other additional crimes that we just gotta talk about it, because it's amazing what this woman is accused of doing.
Motion passed to for resolution number 24-002, calling for investigation of Mayor Tiffany Henyard.
Item number 8, discussion and approval of a resolution 24-002 calling for an investigation of Mayor Tiffany Henyard.
So as you can see right there, every single vote where they call for an investigation into Tiffany A. Henyard was met with a standing ovation from the citizens of Dalton. Now, a lot of people will say, well, these people voted for Tiffany A. Henyard. She won her initial election with 85% of the vote. And yes, that is in fact true. But remember, they actually did a recall election and they voted her out in that recall election. However, that recall election was declared unconstitutional. So the people of Dalton have flipped on Henyard a very long time ago. Let's be clear about that. And you're seeing that represented in these standing ovations. But what's more interesting to me than in the individual standing ovation are the new allegations that we got from this particular meeting. And one of the most prominent ones, in my opinion, is this allegation of forgery, which might explain a lot.
So on this motion, whereas the Village of Dalton Board of Trustees have become aware of numerous improprieties concerning the mayor's use of village funds, village credit cards, employees, and resources. Whereas the village board has received evidence that Mayor Tiffany A. Henyard has misused village funds, village credit cards, has made payments to vendors that have been approved by the board, and has refused to issue the payment of those invoices to those vendors. Whereas she has used the stamp of the village clerk's name on payments without the village clerk's authorization, has issued checks without statutorily mandated countersignatures, and whereas the Village Board of Trustees have received evidence that Mayor Henyard has improperly appointed village employees without the board's advice and consent.
So the Tiffany A. Henyard situation has a lot, and I mean a lot of headline-grabbing things about it. There's the fact that she spends money on billboards promoting herself, she issues calendars, again promoting herself, and all these other things that are either self-promotion or for luxuries that she gets to enjoy. But that right there is possibly the most important thing in this entire case. Because remember, despite how crazy she's acted throughout the course of the years that she's been in office, she's never faced investigation, and they've never been able to peg anything on this woman that led to criminal charges. However, right there, using the town clerk's stamp in order to approve payments that the Board of Trustees didn't approve, that's forgery right there. That is clear and obvious evidence of a crime, and it honestly explains a lot related to her whole situation. Because if you'll remember, when we talked about all of the lavish trips and vacations that she was taking to Vegas and all that, we ended up in situations where the board refused to pay a whole block of bills for Tiffany Henyard, and she got really mad, and she was claiming that their refusal to pay was going to lead to a decline in public services. And there's this whole back and forth, people are going crazy about it.
I should have to sit up here and break all this down.
When trustees refused to pay a big block of bills this week, the mayor accused them of putting vital city services in jeopardy.
We need receipts to understand what's going on.
The board meeting was absolutely chaotic, but somehow it appears that those vacations got paid. However, things that were authorized by the Board of Trustees, like the police vehicle payments, didn't get paid.
In yet another shock to Village of Dalton trustees, a letter falling on their desks dated February 14th, representatives from Kansas State Bank threatening to repossess 13 village vehicles, saying more than $76,000 is overdue and climbing.
The Board of Trustees approved payment in May of 2023.
But where that loan payment went that was due 9 months ago is anyone's guess.
Now, the only way that this could happen, if they're appropriating X amount of money to Tiffany Hanyard for her to send out the checks, is if they got some kind of approval or there was some kind of mix-up with the county clerk's office. But if you'll remember, Tiffany Hanyard had actually locked out the county clerk on multiple occasions because this was somebody else who was opposed to the way that she was spending money. But all of a sudden, we end up finding out through the course of this special meeting that there were payments issued with the stamp of the county clerk, but the county clerk is alleging that their stamp was not used by them. It was actually used by Tiffany Hanyard. So what we see right now is that these vacations that cost in and around the amount that was supposed to be paid to the police vehicles got paid, but the police vehicles didn't get paid. So when you put two and two together, it looks like Hanyard stole that money and used it to pay for her own trips while leaving the vehicles to be repossessed.
Has hired convicted felons, has used police personnel for her own personal security detail, which has cost hundreds of thousands of dollars of overtime, well, millions, within the police department, has taken lavish trips with village staff, and has caused the village to be in a multi-million dollar deficit. And whereas the mayor has consistently spent village funds for services without going out for bid or requesting any RFPs for various services.
Now, we've talked about all of this on this channel before. She hired a friend of hers who was a convicted sex offender who in the 1990s participated in the gang rape of two minors. She did so without the board's approval. We also talked about the fact that she's paying the police an absurd amount of money in overtime in order to keep them under her control. They also mentioned that she fires employees and then hires employees without the approval of the board of.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Trustees. That includes the police chief of the Dalton police, because there was a guy there that opposed her. She got that person out, again, without board approval, hired a new person that was her puppet, again, without board approval, in order to maintain her power and grip over the police department, that institution that is wholly compromised by Tiffany Hanyard. And again, this is all to cost millions upon millions of dollars. And at the same time, while she's spending all this excess money on the police, she's not paying off the police vehicles. It's crazy.
Whereas the mayor refuses to allow the Board of Trustees access to the village financial records, including bank statements, payroll records, credit card statements, or documents concerning the village's budget, tax revenue, and tax levy.
So this is also insane. So while this is all going on and the local news is prying into her expenses, they're figuring out how much money she's spending on the Vegas trips and all that, Tiffany Hanyard actually had a solution for that. And her solution was to just not release financial statements. But remember, the Board of Trustees acts as a legislature. They are supposed to appropriate money to certain things, yet now they have no access to how much money is being generated in the village of Dalton, much less how that money is being spent. So a basic, obvious resolution is to get that information in order to do their job as a legislature. But Tiffany Hanyard is blocking that off because, again, she believes that she is above the law, and she thinks that she can convince everybody in the village of Dalton that she's the champion of the people and that everything she does is for the people.
Name one ordinance that y'all did that benefited the people. One. Y'all can't name one, right? Because every ordinance y'all ever made was beneficial to you guys as trustees, to y'all attorneys, to y'all. But nothing for the people. But everything we do for the people. But we under attack. We getting scrutinized in the media. For what? Loving on the people? Showing them that they matter to us? We going through the fires for y'all. We. Us. Me and my administration. So don't y'all ever talk to them like that. Don't y'all ever tell them that they was told what to say. Because they don't. They got minds of themselves. And they all educated up here. All of them got degrees. Stop it. Stop with the disrespect. We going to end that right now. Stop. We elected. Not them.
That clip is still one of my favorite clips because she's like, we're loving on the people. Everything we do is for the people. And actually, the Board of Trustees is against the people. But you could see in this meeting, every time they bring up some kind of scandal, some kind of controversy related to Henyard, the people, the citizens, give a standing ovation for an investigation. Yet Tiffany Henyard is not getting any of that stuff. In fact, we did a video on this channel where they had a board meeting and it was supposed to be in the conference room on the second floor of a building. And Henyard had to force the people that she's loving on into the basement in order to avoid getting scrutinized by them until the end of the meeting, where she scurried off. She fled because she's such a scammer. Now, one of the things that I want to point out to you guys out there in the audience is the makeup of the Board of Trustees. As you can see, it is overwhelmingly black people. There is a white guy who is a campaign finance lawyer who appears here, and there's another white guy at the end of the table that doesn't appear to be in a lot of shots. And the reason I'm pointing out the racial makeup of the Board of Trustees is because one of Tiffany Henyard's defenses against these people is the fact that they're targeting her because she's a black woman in power. In fact, she questions the blackness of these people in a previous meeting, in a clip that I played multiple times, for daring to question her for how she's spending money.
And that's what I'm tired of. We got to sit here and do these speeches every board meeting, being here to 10, 11 o'clock at night, ain't even got to the agenda. Because everybody want to say they look sideways stuff, and then now we got to see it, try to remember what y'all saying, and then say something back just to tell the residents or show them that we are doing what's right. Because y'all got false narratives out there, and y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allselves. All the stuff that y'all did to get people to come to our community, to just diss and down our community, shame on y'all.
But as you can see, not only is the Board of Trustees full of black people, including black women, but the people who come up and ask questions and demand answers from Henyard, those people are also black, including this one particular clip that I cannot go without mentioning, which is somebody calling her Tahoe Tiffany, which is a reference to how much money she spent on a Chevy Tahoe.
But we're not giving up because we refuse to let Tahoe Tiffany take our community.
Now again, this is one of my favorite clips from the whole Henyard scandal, which is a member of the Board of Trustees pointing out that she ended up spending $55,000 more in interest on this Chevy Tahoe than the actual worth of the vehicle. So a $93,000 vehicle ended up costing the village of Dalton $149,000 due to the fact that Tiffany Henyard has no care for the taxpayer purse.
December 27, 2022, the cash price of a 2023 Chevy Tahoe, $93,216.71. Interest and APR, $55,929.49. Total lease price, $149,146.20. Tell me if it's not facts, because your signature is all on it.
Now, what's so funny is that this Tahoe is actually a punchline in this particular meeting. You even have the finance guy, the campaign lawyer, who is talking to the local news about how crazy Tiffany is, even by Illinois standards, which, by the way, is the state with the most convictions for corruption in the entire union. And you can see, as he brings up the Chevy Tahoe, the whole crowd laughs at it.
She talked about the village of Maywood and how I got fired from Maywood. I did. I served there 3 months until the young mayor was arrested on the middle of the Eisenhower Expressway in a Maywood Tahoe. Does Tahoe sound familiar in this room? Asleep in the village car, asleep and drunk.
But there's an even more funny fact about that particular vehicle, which is somebody was drunk in the Tahoe and ended up getting a DWI for it. Tiffany Henyard and her administration genuinely are going out of their way to be the most over-the-top corrupt people of all time, to the point where people are laughing as the Titanic is sinking, the Titanic being the village of Dalton, in this town hall meeting. So everything that we've talked about, everything that we've highlighted on this channel, everything that was showed to to us in the local news pieces and in these board meetings. Everybody in Dalton, or at least the people at this meeting, appear to be aware of. They think it's ridiculous. They think it's absurd, and they're demanding answers. And at certain points in time, people have come up and basically suggested banishing Tiffany A. Hanyard, which would be amazing if we could institute that again. Like, this woman is so corrupt and so insane that they have to move her out of the Village of Dalton in order to deal with it, because it's just that destructive. She's just that terrible of a person. But one of the things that I want to say that's absolutely crucial is the fact that this lawyer, after examining what they can see now, and remember, they haven't gotten any documentation since September of 2023, saying that, listen, there's so much more corruption, there are so much more things to come out, that you will be shocked and horrified.
There's a good reason why two trustees are not here tonight. And no one has spoken about them, and I'm not getting involved in politics in the village, but just to say, when this resolution gets filed and sent to the appropriate authorities, others will be looked at also. Let me just suffice it to say that. And one other thing, there are many things that have not surfaced and the public doesn't know yet. And if you think you're in shock now, just hold on. I want to commend.
Think about how crazy the Tiffany A. Hanyard story is. What we know is right now, the vacations, the police overtime, the hiring of a sex offender, all these different various scandals, including her being accused of potentially ordering a hit on one of her critics, a drive-by shooting, which, by the way, we have footage of that shooting. Yet this guy says there's more to come. There's more crazy information. There are more details yet to be revealed to the public. And I just can't wait for that information. I am on pins and needles, and I'm sure all of you are waiting for this update. But again, good on the Dalton Board of Trustees for not only doing this, but also making this hilarious thumbnail for this, because normally their meetings don't have thumbnails, but they're really engaging with the YouTube audience. And I appreciate that. But I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. Do you think that Tiffany A. Hanyard is at the end of her rope, or do you think she'll somehow super mayor her way out of this, turn everybody against these people, and then be the hero that we all need? Will Hanyard end up in jail, or will she somehow replace Kamala Harris on the VP ticket for the Biden administration? Again, let me know all your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about Tiffany A. Hanyard getting schooled in this board meeting. Till next time.